This is an iHeart podcast.
Your holster is way more important than you think it is. It's just way more important than you think it is. What? Look, and I get that. The holster's not the sexy part of carrying firearms, right? You want to talk about your weapon and your ammunition. You want to talk about your safety training. You want to talk about how you did at the range. Oh, look at my groups. I was doing these failure drills today. And all that stuff's really important. I mean, really, really important. I'm not discounting that. But I've known so many people who do all those things. They take all the necessary steps, and then they carry with a holster they bought from a big box hunting store that was made 1,000 at a time. Please, don't put your life in one of those holsters. You need to trust Northwest Retention Systems because it's all custom-made gear. It's the only thing I carry around. NWRetention.com. That's NWRetention.com. Use the promo code Jesse. Gets you 10% off.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It's Friday! It is Friday on the Jesse Kelly Show. Maybe don't tell me to tone it down, Chris. I'm excited. I can be excited about Friday. It's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. 877-377-4373. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. I'm in an absurd good mood today. Why? I mean, because of me. That's why. What, Chris? What? We have so many great emails today. We have a restaurant owner talking about beef prices. Maybe something you should pay attention to. I will get to that in a little bit. We have yet another complaint, an email complaint that I call Jewish producer Chris. Jewish producer Chris. Someone else is offended on his behalf. We'll get to that in a few. We have someone wanting to know the real difference or divide between officers and enlisted guys in the military. In case you've ever been curious about that, I'll give you an honest answer on that in a bit. We have a couple people moving from communist states to free states. And should you always support your spouse in whatever their battle is? That's going to be a juicy one. That and much, much more coming up today on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Couple things. House cleaning items. We were supposed to have the great Carol Roth, former investment banker, you know, Roth Effect podcast. She's like the smartest finance lady we've ever had on the show. We have her on all the time. I love Carol. We were supposed to have her on yesterday, and I teased her coming on yesterday. And then we called, and the phone systems went down. So we just kind of had to march on. Now, look, you didn't probably realize it because I'm so quick on my feet. What, Chris? I'm so quick on my feet and agile behind the microphone, having done this for almost 3 years, that I don't miss a beat, really. However, if the phone systems hold up, we are going to have her on today in the final hour, and she's our only guest. I have too many questions to get to. Friday is too fun, and I wouldn't have even had her on unless she was fun. Carol's just a blast. And the big announcement. It will not be coming today. Well, I you know what? Actually, I take that back. That's not fair. I don't know if it will be coming today. It may come by the end of the show. I'm waiting on a text message that says, okay, you can announce it. So that could come in the next 3 hours. I just don't know that, so I don't want to sit here and promise you, oh, in the second hour, I'm going to make the big announcement. And I do need to clarify something. I understand I can overplay some things on occasion. In all seriousness, this is a gigantic announcement. When I say I have a big announcement for the show, I'm not announcing that we're extending the show by 15 minutes or We have a new song we're going to play. When I say it's a big announcement, it's gigantic. It is very, very big. The kind of announcement, I'll put it to you this way. It's the best way I can describe it. It's the kind of announcement you might read about in the news before I get a chance to announce it. It's that kind of bit. Clear enough? Now let's move on. Let's go back. Let's do a quick history story today, one that I've always found to be interesting. Let's talk about some dirty, disgusting communists. Specifically, Soviet communists. You know, because you listen to my show, you know about the Russian Revolution. 1917, revolution, the dirty communists. Throw out the czar. Throw out the autocrat they'd had for so long. And they put in communism. Now, we haven't gone into this part of that much, but I think I need to clarify something. People simplify it, and I'm guilty of this too. You know, 1917, the communists took over Russia. And that was just it. It was communist, been communist ever since until it all fell. You know, that kind of thing. That's not necessarily true. Now, yes, the communists took over. They threw out the czar. But it's not as if all of Russia wanted communism. Now, pretty much all of Russia, or at least most of it, they didn't want the czar anymore. Yeah, he sucks. Let's be honest. The king kind of sucks. But they weren't unified and, hey, let's be dirty commie filth. They just wanted something different. They wanted something different. So after they tossed the czar, Russia faced a brutal civil war. A brutal civil war to see who would eventually claim power. Now, they fought the White Army or the Whites. The communists were the Reds. They fought the Whites. No, I don't think I take that back. They were in Russia. They may have been all white, Chris, but no, I don't know. I don't know their skin color, but that's not what they're referring to. It was just the Red Army versus the White Army. And I need to clarify, it was touch and go. I mean, the White Army could have won this thing a couple times. It was tough. But eventually the communists prevail. And they prevail in some part because of the sailors in Kronstadt. I don't expect you to know where Kronstadt is. Please don't worry about it. I mean, you're welcome to look it up on a map if you're in a safe place to do so. It's an island. It's basically an island in Finland, pretty much. It's right there. You'll see it. It's a tiny little island. And there's a naval base / town called Kronstadt. Starts with a K if you're looking it up. Kronstadt. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong because I'm not dirty communist scum. I'm just kidding. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong because I don't speak Russian and I don't frankly speak English that well. But that's what I call it, is Kronstadt, and that's what you're getting today. And there were, well, here's the thing, in a civil war. Now, we saw it somewhat in our civil war, but remember, this was a civil war, the whites versus the reds. One thing you don't really consider, and I don't really consider because I never lived through one, and Lord willing, I will never live through one, is you have military units picking sides. Isn't that weird to think about if you take a step back and think about that? Because you don't picture it that way, right? Even in our Civil War, we don't really picture it that way. As well, okay, it was the northern states versus the southern states. It was more like a regional thing. But in most civil wars, you have whole military units, not even branches, just units picking sides. Well, I'm Colonel Kelly. I'm in charge of all the Marines in 29 Palms. You know, I actually really prefer this side over this side. So let's get all of our tanks and artillery and everything we need, and we're going to fight with these guys. But the next base over, like 50 miles away, well, I disagree. I like the other guy more. I don't like your guy. We're going to take all our tanks and artillery, and we're going to go fight with this guy. You know, it's weird to think of it that way, but that's what so much of the world has really become. Not really a politician, but a general or a colonel somewhere looking at his military unit and saying, boys, this is who we're fighting with. Grab your weapon. Let's go kill some people. Isn't that wild? Well, that's what they were going through here. And the guys in Kronstadt were dirty communists too. They fought against the whites. They were fighting on behalf of communism. And I'm going to refer to them as dirty communists and commie filth and murderous commie hordes and a bunch of things like I normally do today. However, we do have to be fair somewhat to these early communists. What, Chris? We can be fair to these early communists somewhat, and this is what I mean. Remember, you and I exist in the year 2021. We have the absurd benefit of looking back over a century of horrid massacres. These communists didn't have that luxury. What do I mean? I'll explain in a second.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
Why don't you skip getting an Eden Pro thunderstorm and get three of them? You know I own three of these, right? I'm not making that up. I've told you 100 times how that worked out. I bought one, and then my sons, my rotten sons, came and stole it, and I decided, okay, I need another one. Wait a minute. This thing's incredible. I need two more, and I own three. Well, now there's a special deal this week for Jesse Kelly Show listeners. You can own three, too. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use the code Jesse3. That's Jesse and the number 3. That'll save you $200. You can own three of them for under $200. EdenPureDeals.com.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Should you support your spouse no matter which battle they choose? That's going to be a spicy answer. We have a restaurant owner warning you and warning me about beef prices. People are moving across the country, considering moving across the country. Some guy feels guilty about not having joined the military. And I get this a lot from dudes who haven't joined. We're going to have all these conversations today. It's going to be an awesome Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, which I knew you knew it would be because I'm here. Also, little house cleaning thing. Housekeeping thing, not house cleaning, Chris. I'm not a woman. Quit. We can say offensive things. That's who we are. All right. Housekeeping. Monday is Memorial Day. I understand everybody in my industry takes that day off. Totally fine. I understand you probably have that day off. Totally fine. I want you to understand I will be here. Unless, you know, get in a car wreck or something. Unless something happens, I'm going to be here in that show, in this chair. I'm going to do a show every year on Memorial Day because I feel obligated to do it. It is a different kind of a show that day. You'll still get a history story, but it's going to be a heavier, more somber show where we honor the fallen. We will honor the fallen that day. I have a few guests already lined up. They're going to tell stories about friends they've lost, people they admire. I have asked from you, I've simply given you the opportunity, if you write me an email, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, and if you follow simple instructions and put Memorial Day in the subject line so we can separate it out, if you have the name of somebody who gave their life for this country, I will read the name on the air on national radio on Monday to honor them. I can't guarantee I'm going to be able to get to every story you write about them. You're welcome to put in a story. But if you give me a name, I will read the name on the air. Now, if you don't put Memorial Day in the subject line, it might get lost. We get way too much stuff. That's why I'm telling you, put Memorial Day in that subject line, and I will get to it. I will be in this chair doing a show Monday morning. Another thing on Memorial Day before I move on here. Two things, actually. One, it is not Veterans Day. It is not Police Officers Day, Firefighters Day. It's not First Responders Day. The ones who gave their life for this country deserve to have a day unwatered down by your politeness. So don't wish me a happy Memorial Day or any police officer or veteran or anything. It's not their day. It's not my day. The fallen deserve their own day. That's one. Two, don't listen to anybody who tells you, don't have a hot dog and beer on that day. No. The guys who died for this country, they would want you to have a hot dog and beer and enjoy your family. Just take a moment and remember them. Take a moment. Say a prayer for their families. Take a moment of silence. Explain to your kids what you're celebrating that day, and then go enjoy your daggone hot dogs and beer and pool and everything else. All right, that's enough of that. Now, why should you have at least a little understanding for the early commies as we talk about our story today? I'm talking about the early Soviets. Well, most of them early on who supported the communists, they were the peasants who were starving. They were the unions, the trade unions, who were also starving and out of work, and everything was a disaster. And none of these people have the benefit of knowing what you know, that communism results in death and misery on a scale like nothing else. They didn't know that yet. It had never been tried. It had never been tried. So before you look down your nose at all these people, look, if you want to look down your nose at that murderous Antichrist Mao and people like that and Stalin, that's fine. By then they knew. It didn't take long to figure out, whoa, this does not work at all. But the very first people early on, I do have a little bit of mercy for them. Now, by 1920, the whites had been defeated. The White Army had been defeated, and the communists had taken over. Lenin and all of them. Lenin, Trotsky, these guys. And I know you're going to find this shocking, but it was a complete disaster. All the people who were starving before, looking for work before, they're twice as hungry now, because now nothing works. Now the communists have taken over. The trains aren't working. Industry isn't working. Agriculture isn't working. The communists immediately nationalized everything, took over everything. The peasants, remember, the peasants were the ones starving, and they had been promised by the communists that they would, things would even out and equal out. Now the peasants, they don't own a thing. Before, they at least owned a little shanty somewhere. Now the communists owned it all. And the peasants were, I know you're going to roll your eyes at this, shocked to find out the leaders of the communists, they were eating really well. And all of a sudden, they owned everything. It's almost like they just traded in one autocrat for another autocrat. You see, that's how it works every time, right? The peasants are horrified, they're shocked, they're angry. And what happens when people are starving and deprived of the things they want and or need? What happens every single time, without exception, no matter what system of government it is? Well, let me ask you something. I hope you don't, but let's say you want drugs of some kind. Pick an illegal drug, something horrible. Let's say you want some meth. Please, please don't want meth. Don't do meth, by the way. But let's say you want some meth. Let's say I get off the radio today and I'm like, you know, I want to start a meth habit. That'll be fun. How long do you think it would take me to get my hands on some meth? Extremely illegal, right? How long do you think it would take me? You think it would even take me a day? Now, granted, because I am who I am, I have some friends in low places, but Chris said 30 minutes. Yeah, how long? It would not take long, right? Drive over to the bad part of town with a 50 in your pocket, you're going to find some meth. Well, why? It's illegal. because black markets pop up for things people want. Now, that's for a vice you don't need. Do you think black markets maybe pop up if you need food and can't find it? One thing you have to understand about all communist countries is black markets are everywhere, immediately. I'm a dad. I'm a mom. My kid is looking at me and saying, "Mommy, I'm starving. Are you going to find a way to get flour so you can make that kid some bread?" You bet you are. So black markets pop up everywhere. They talked about a little later on in the Soviet Union. I've told you this story before. You would simply shop at black markets as just a matter of, like you would go to the grocery store. They talked about women taking their kids back to school shopping, only not at the normal shops because there's nothing in there. They had massive underground black market shopping malls the size of football stadiums where you would just, okay, little Vlad and little, I don't know what they call little Russian women, you guys just throw on your coats because it's 90 below. We're going down to the black market for, we got to pick up some pencils and shoes and coats and things like that. It was just what you did. We're out of pickles and ketchup. Come on, we got to go down to the black market to get some. Of course, the grocery store doesn't have any. It just became how you lived your life. Your entire life under communism, if you want to exist, your entire life becomes illegal. Who's been telling you you need to get comfortable becoming a rule breaker? Who's been telling you that for some time? That you're going to have to get comfortable being uncomfortable? Hang on to that for a moment. Wrap up our story next, and then we'll get to your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. And Carol Roth, final hour. Why do you shortchange yourself on your gear? I mean, I understand those of us who take self-defense seriously, we carry concealed, right? You and I, we carry concealed. And because you carry concealed, I have no doubt you know how to use your weapon safely. I know you know how to shoot your weapon. If I asked you to pull it out right now and hit some things for me, you could do it. Where did you get your holster? Where did you get your mag holder? Did you take all that time to learn how to use your weapon properly and then go just grab something off the shelf? Please tell me you didn't. Northwest Retention Systems is not only made in America, it's all custom made. Custom made. Go to nwretention.com. That's nwretention.com. Use the promo code Jesse at checkout. That gets you 10% off. Dr. All-Knowing Jesse, should your spouse's battles become yours? Ooh, that's going to be a heavy one. And somebody wants to move from his commie area, but he has heavy, heavy ties to it. What should he do? We have that. Beef prices are rising. We have all kinds of stuff today on the Jesse Kelly Show, 877-377-4373, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Let's get back to our story because I'm going to try to wrap it up here because we have too much to get to on a blast of a day. Now, as I said, the communists won the revolution and then they won the Civil War and immediately everything goes to crap. The country's just a disaster. Everyone's starving. The trains aren't running. Black markets pop up everywhere, as we just talked about. But communists, I mean, again, America's communists are no different than communists have always been. Have you seen the system recently? Have you seen the system step up and say, man, you know what? We really missed everything with this coronavirus stuff. These lockdowns were a mistake. We ruined the economy over nothing. I mean, look at Florida and Texas. They're doing fine with coronavirus. So clearly we were wrong. And hey, guess what, America? That's our fault. Have you seen the communists say that? Have you seen the communists say they lied about everything on January 6th? Have you seen the communists say they lied to all of America about police racism and police brutality? Have you seen anybody step up and say, whoo, man, really missed the boat on that? There are no statistics that point to that. No, because communists don't do that. In Russia, they were no different. They don't see black markets pop up and say to themselves, oh, gosh, you know what? Whew, our policies are a disaster. Look at these black markets that pop up. We've got to adjust some things so people don't need these black markets to eat. Communists don't do that. Communists simply ramp up enforcement because they can never be wrong. What do you know? Surprise, surprise, the communists back then decided to start using secret police to search everybody and arrest people and throw you in dungeons and pull your fingernails out in gulags until you admit where you bought flour from that morning. That's real. They would search you when you got off the train coming to town to make sure you weren't hiding a potato in your coat pocket. I'm not making that up. And if you did hide a potato, woo, you're about to have a long night, Jack. On top of all this, the murders and the torture and the black markets and everything else, look, it's just standard communism. A brutal winter hits. Now the people are not only starving, the people are freezing to death because they don't even have wood. They don't even have the system running well enough to get wood for the people to burn to keep warm in Russia. On top of that, they're watching the leaders of the Communist Party eat steaks, drink expensive wine around the fire. Remember, communism's never for the communists. Not ever. Well, it's for you, the peasants. It's never for the communists. And once again, the anger builds. But the communists, once again, don't go over to the mirror and look at it and say, wow, this is on me. Now they're really stomping out people. And they're stomping out people. Pay attention, Antifa. Pay attention, Black Lives Matter. Pay attention, feminists and gay rights groups and all the environmentalists and all the other groups. The communists start stomping out all the groups who supported their rise to power because those groups started rising up. The Mensheviks and the trade unions and other street activist groups, they started doing exactly what Antifa and BLM and the feminists are going to do when the communists finally take power here. They step up and say, whoa, you said you were going to make this better for women or the environment or black people or gay people. And you know what the communists did? Do you think the communists looked at their former supporters and said to themselves, ooh, you know, you were behind us the whole way. You were behind us the whole way. I think we'll change our ways. No, you know what the communists did? Well, let Yuri Bezmenov tell us.
The States, all these professors and all these beautiful civil rights defenders, they are instrumental in the process of the subversion only to destabilize the nation. When their job is completed, they are not needed anymore. They know too much. Some of them, when they get disillusioned, when they see that Marxist-Lenin has come to power, obviously they get offended. They think that they will come to power. That will never happen, of course. They will be lined up against the wall and shot.
You are never coming to power, feminists. Black Lives Matter, Antifa, your stupid little environmentalism parade. You're never going to hold any power at all. Yuri Bezmenov, a KGB defector, told us back in 1984 exactly what's going to happen to you. The Soviets now they just flat out use the army against all their former supporters, slaughtering Mensheviks and trade union guys. Well, now let's go back to that island, that naval island of Kronstadt. Remember the guys who had supported communists, those tough sailors out there had supported the communists? They start getting very, very unhappy. They start getting very demoralized. It's not as if they're rejecting communism, I have to say. They consider themselves to be warriors for communism. They're getting disgusted with how the communists they supported are running the country. What do? They join together and create a document and call for elections. The Communist Party sends out representatives to shut these sailors up. The sailors kidnap him, take over the island, and simply say, no, you will make these reforms now. We will have free elections now. Communists don't have free elections. What did you think you were supporting? When have you ever heard of communists having free elections? And when have you ever heard of communists facing down demands like this and backing off? Moscow, the communists, they don't back off. They immediately demand the release of the party members and accuse the sailors of being traitors. Accuse the sailors of, tell me if this sounds familiar at all. They accuse the sailors of being foreign agents, traitors, to justify using the military against them. They go start rounding up their family members and throwing them in gulags. Then they send in the Red Army. Now, this would be a pretty cool battle because, again, I said this is an island, and it was, but this is also a very cold part of the world. All the water around it was frozen. So they send up some 10,000-man Red Army to try to cross the ice and fight these sailors in this fort. Only these sailors in this fort are fighters and experienced fighters. They start fighting them off, and they're shooting artillery back at the communists, and it's blowing holes in the ice that the Red Army guys are falling through and dying in freezing water. It was just would have been a wild affair. They lost. The Red Army lost. They backed off. Well, did the communists then go back home and say to themselves, you know, we lost that battle. We've clearly screwed some things up. Let's change our ways and make things more fair. Communists don't do that. It is not in their nature. The Kronstadt sailors called for the people now to rise up. We just defeated the communists in a big battle. Join us now to throw out these dirty, disgusting people like Lenin. You know what Lenin and the communists did? Hang on one second. I'll tell you and we'll finish up.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
It's hard to quit dipping. I know it's hard to quit dipping. I've never come and sat in front of this microphone and said, oh, just quit. Oh, well, why don't you just quit? It's easy. That's what people who've never done it say. When you have been dipping for years, like I did, it becomes... This is a terrible way to put it, I know. It becomes part of your life. It's part of your life. So you need help. That's hard for us to admit. I mean, you don't like to do that, right? I need some help. You need help. Jake's Mint Chew is right here. They have 11 different flavors of Long Cut, 4 different flavors of the CBD pouches, which I would highly recommend. But go, your help is right there, tobacco-free and nicotine-free. Go to jakesmintchew.com. That's jakesmintchew.com. Use the promo code Jesse at checkout for 20% off. It is the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show, 877-377-4373, Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Remember, somebody's all in on balkanization, wants to know about the cost of living, though, not seeing the same salary in Florida that he's seeing in New York. What do I have to say about it? Well, I have a lot to say about it. I've made these moves before, both ways, and I will explain what you're facing. And guess what? It's good news. Remember, we also have an email somebody is extremely offended that I am calling Jewish producer Chris, Jewish producer Chris, and it's time to put a stop to it. Gosh, man, are you listening to the wrong radio show if you listen and you're sensitive? All right, back to our story here. The Red Army had been defeated once. The naval base at Kronstadt, they were calling for the people to rise up. Lenin and the communists, they figured out what to do. They figured out, look, these people aren't rising up with any actual thought. They don't have any thought or ambition for some form of government. Why don't we just hand them a little food? They start handing out food, and the people back off immediately and stop rising up. The sailors at Kronstadt were so bitter. They wrote about it. They were so bitter. I have this quote a little off, but it's going to be pretty close. He said, the people of this country were just bought off for a pound of meat. Disgusted. The Red Army now gathers 30,000 people, comes back in force. They break through. They crush the rebellion. In case you're wondering what happened to the sailors, a lot of them actually escaped to Finland. A lot of them didn't escape to Finland. The ones who didn't escape to Finland, well, communists are going to do communist things. They were either thrown in the gulags or they were lined up in mass and shot. About 2,000 of them were simply lined up and shot in the head right away. I want to caution you on something before we go into our Ask Dr. Jesse Friday questions, and it's going to be a fun day, and we have all this cool stuff going on. In the struggles to come, you know how deep doo-doo we're in, and you know that we have a mountain to climb as far as overcoming this, but we're not going to stop. We're not going to back off. We're going to keep going. We're going to take the fight to the commies. In the struggles to come, the people around you, people you think should be with you, people you have trusted in the past, people around you are going to disappoint you time and time again because they're not as committed as you are. Because a lot of people don't really believe in liberty or being anti-communist or things like that. They believe in being comfortable. And the system isn't stupid. The system knows if we just hand out a little temporary comfort, the anger will die down. They know that. They know it well. I want to caution you against feeling super low when that happens. And the reason I'm cautioning you against it is I have gone through this a million times in my life already. From when I was running for office to now doing what I do, you have this group of people and you're like, they're going to be with me. And then they just absolutely slam a torpedo into your sides. No, I'm not talking about a personal story right now. No, don't worry. I haven't been wronged, you know, recently or something like that. I'm not pouring my heart out to you. I saw there's another conservative writer out there and I'm not inviting him on, so I don't want to blast him by name. But there's a writer out there, I call him conservative, a writer out there on the right who people read forever and admired a great deal. And he has since gone, I mean, full out anti-right. Everything the right does is stupid. Everything the left does isn't that bad. And what I see all the time is people on the right lamenting this person. What happened to you? Saying things like that. How could you be like this? I used to admire you. Let him go. He's gone. Don't let the fact that a pound of bread, a pound of meat made him switch sides, don't let that destroy your contentment. He's not going to be the last one. Remember, the system is powerful. The system has the ability to point to anybody it wants and say, your life is about to be more comfortable and nice. And the system has the power to point to anybody it wants and say, I'm going to destroy you. That's why you call it the system. That's why you don't let the communists take over every single cultural institution, because then you end up where we are now. Well, that's where we are. I just want to prepare you for where we're coming. I can picture the look on those sailors' faces when they find out the people didn't rise up. They simply got some meat and went home happy. How crushed they must have been and how doomed they must have felt. Wait a minute. They didn't rise up. Now we're doomed? Don't let that feeling hit you. It's going to happen again. Let's get to some fun questions now on The Jesse Kelly Show.
On The Jordan Harbinger Show, you'll hear amazing stories from people that have lived them, from spies to CEOs, even an undercover agent who infiltrated the Gambino crime family. You're about to hear a preview of The Jordan Harbinger Show with Jack Garcia, who did just that.
My career was 24 out of 26 years was solely dedicated working undercover. Now I walk in, I'm in the bar. Now there's a barmaid there, good looking young lady. She's serving me a drink. Hey, what would you like? I usually, my drink was, give me a Kettle One martini, three olives, glass of water on the side. I finish the drink. The guys come in. I'm going to go in my pocket, take out the big wad of money. Bam, I give her $100. If you're with the mob, I say, hey, Jordan, you're on record with us. That means we protect you. Nobody could shake you down. We could shake you down, but you're on record with us.
For more on how Jack became so trusted in the highest levels of the Gambino organization, check out episode 392 of The Jordan Harbinger Show.
This is an iHeart podcast.